Okay, I like your reaction on this too. It might say something about what sort of country we are, where we're headed. Should the Lord's Prayer be dropped from the Parliament, from the Senate? Is it an anachronism? Is it worth holding on to? I mean, this is a country based on Christian ethics, Christian morality. Should we keep it or not? The Lord's Prayer, 96900-693-131332. The Greens want it gone. Late yesterday, a Senate committee released a report. It said it should be retained. It said, quote, "The committee does not consider on the evidence before it and after its own deliberations, there is a momentum for change." Well, should there be? There was another Senate motion to change the prayer to a simple invitation to pray or reflect. Should it stay or should it not? The Greens want it gone, and so does a group called the National Secular Lobby. An ambassador for the National Secular Lobby is a former senator, former Labor senator, Chris Schott. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What's the National Secular Lobby?
Well, we were formed last year to argue that when the national parliament, but even state parliament, are discussing legislation, it should always be at the base that we're a secular country, and that the law should not be drawn up to favour one religious group over another, or even a non-religious group over another. They should be dealt with on its merits. The success of Australian democracy is that we have a secular constitution,
What? I'm sorry.
And we believe that that should always be upheld.
When you were a senator, what did you do when the prayer was on?
I tried to miss it wherever possible. I'd always go into the chamber a couple of minutes after it was read. Sometimes I couldn't avoid it because I was listed as the very first speaker after the prayers, and so I had to be in the chamber on my feet so I didn't miss the call. But wherever possible, I avoided it because I'm not a Christian. I don't support any particular religion. I call myself a humanist. And I thought it was hypocritical to stand there and with the Lord's Prayer when I'm not a Christian.
But do you have to be a Christian? Couldn't you just be paying respect to what it stands for, or paying respect to those who are Christian?
Yes, but that's not what a secular country is about. Should we have a prayer for the Muslims or the Jews or the Hindus? Or should we have a statement purely for non-religious people or for atheists?
But it's fair to say this country is essentially a Christian country. It's based on Christian ethics and Christian history, isn't it?
And what we have evolved in our democracy is because we are not based on a theocracy or one particular religion. That is the strength of our democracy, and that's evolved over several hundred years. Of course, mostly in Western Europe, but we are the ones who inherited that and developed it over the last 200 years of Australia.
And having the Lord's Prayer in the Parliament hasn't damaged that at all, has it?
You might say that, yeah, why, if it's not broken, why change it? Well, I think it is broken when...
But you've just said how good our democracy is, and that democracy has emerged through even more recognition of Christianity within the Parliament.
Well, let me just put it another way. When the Lord's Prayer was said in the Senate or in the House of Reps, and then as soon as the prayer was finished and the debate started, at times I never saw much Christianity or love between Labor or Liberal arguing over a thing, and at times people were saying quite dreadful things about the character of their opponents. So I don't think the Lord's Prayer actually encouraged people to show at times much love with each other in the political...
Well, no, I'd agree with that. It certainly didn't. But, I mean, the point is that democracy works very well, as you say, and it has developed and worked extremely well with the Lord's Prayer there. So what's the damage? What damage is it doing?
It's worked very well because gradually, over several hundred years, Australia before that in Great Britain, where we originally, the colonies were originally established from, emerged from being a country where religion dominated everything, to where a democracy developed so that people, irrespective of their religious belief or non-belief, could openly participate without going back to and arguing a particular religious point of view. That is the strength of our democracy, not that the Christian church or any other religion has guaranteed those rights, our human rights. They have been fought for all people to enjoy, irrespective of religion, And that's why we as a secular lobby believe that the Lord's Prayer is now inappropriate when barely 50% of Australians in the last census said they were Christian. There are others, 30% said no religion, and others said small numbers for other non-religions. And the final thing is, even within the Christian church, there is extraordinary diversity about which religion of Christianity you should, which version you should follow. So even within the Christian church, the Lord's Prayer is interpreted by people to do different things.
So what would you replace it with?
I would replace it with the president opening the session each morning, and that's it. Declare it open and get on with the business.
Really? No recognition to
anything?
Well,
I think that the only replacement I would have is that he would then, he or she would say, we call on all senators for 30 seconds or a minute, which would have been the time it took out to read the Lord's Prayer, to reflect on the business we're about to conduct and for the benefit of the Australian people.
So you wouldn't have a welcome to country or anything like that?
I wouldn't automatically say that either, because there may be a dispute with some people who, in my view, I wouldn't agree with them, who don't want to recognise the Indigenous peoples that have been here for 40 or 60,000 years.
Thank you very much for your time. Chris Schott, former Labor Senator and Ambassador for the National Secular Lobby. What do you think? Hello, Rita.